And even the renowned King Arthur himself was mortally wounded, and being carried thence to the Isle of Avalon to be cured of his wounds, he gave up the crown of Britain to his kinsman Constantine, the son of Cador, Duke of Cornwall, in the 542nd year of our Lord's incarnation. Arthur himself was wounded in his body to the death. He caused him to be borne to Avalon for the searching of his hurts. He is yet in Avalon, awaited of the Britons. For as they say and deem, he will return from whence he went, and live again. Master Wace, the writer of this book, cannot add more to this matter of his end than is spoken by Merlin the prophet. Merlin said of Arthur, if I read aright, that his end should be hidden in doubtfulness. The prophet spoke truly. Men have ever doubted, and, as I am persuaded, will ever doubt, whether he liveth or is dead. Arthur bade that he should be carried to Avalon in this hope in the year 542 of the Incarnation. The sorer sorrow that he was a childless man. To Constantine, Cador's son, Earl of Cornwall, and his near kin, Arthur committed the realm, commanding him to hold it as king until he returned to his own. The earl took the land in his keeping. He held it as bidden, but nevertheless Arthur came never again. Arthur was wounded wondrously much. There came to him a lad who was of his kindred. He was Cador's son, the Earl of Cornwall. Constantine was the lad called. He was dear to the king. Arthur looked on him where he lay on the ground, and said these words with a sorrowful heart. Constantine, thou art welcome. Thou wert Cador's son. I give thee here my kingdom, and defend thou my Britons ever in thy life, and maintain them all the laws that have stood in my days, and all the good laws that in Uther's day stood. And I will fare to Avalon, to the fairest of maidens, to Argante the queen, an elf most fair, and she shall make my wounds all sound, make me all whole with healing draughts. And afterwards I will come again to my kingdom, and dwell with the Britons with mickle joy. Even with the words there approached from the sea that was a short boat, floating with the waves, and two women therein, wondrously formed. And they took Arthur anon, and bare him quickly, and laid him down softly, and forth again depart. Then was accomplished that Merlin Willem said that mickle care should be of Arthur's departure. The Britons believe yet that he is alive, and dwelleth in Avalon with the fairest of all elves, and the Britons ever yet expect when Arthur shall return. Was never the man born, of ever any lady chosen, that knoweth of the sooth to say more of Arthur. But Willem was the sage Merlin. He said with words, his sayings were sooth, that an Arthur should yet come to help the English.